Welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. I'm Miss Teresa, your host and dance movement teaching artist. Today, we are going to dance straw music. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown. By dancing along at home, you understand the activities in this podcast carry a risk of injury, and if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So double check to make sure any and all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure to ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, pause the podcast now. Ready to dance? Here we go. Do you like to draw? I do. I'm lucky that I get to take a break sometimes with my two kids and draw alongside them. One of my favorite ways to draw is to put on some music, any music, and draw what I think that music looks like as I listen to the song. In dance, this is usually free dancing. But today, I want you to imagine that parts of your body, like maybe your entire arm, is a crayon or a pencil or a paintbrush. And your dancing space, the floor, the ceiling, and all the air around you is your paper to draw on. Now, I'm going to put on a piece of music, and you get to cover your space with imaginary lines, circles, shapes, and all shades of colors. Since our lines are not for real life, it helps if you choose a color for your pencil, paintbrush, or crayon so your drawing feels more real to you. Ready to give it a try? Here we go. Let's start by standing or sitting tall and having your paintbrush by your side. As this music starts, you can start to create. Match how fast you are drawing or painting with how fast this music is. Is the music light? Quiet? Maybe your paintbrush stabs lightly high in the air. Or is it loud? Maybe it slashes across your space back and forth. Maybe it reaches high up in the air when the notes get high. Maybe it swirls. Feel free to move around your space, but let your paintbrush guide you. Down low, tracing circles. Excellent. I can really see that big arc pulling you across your room. Don't forget as you sweep and dash across your space that you can paint on the floor. Stand up high on your toes as you draw circles all the way on the ceiling. Can your paintbrush reach behind you? Nice. Can it reach out to the front? Maybe to the side? Can your paintbrush or pencil jump? Glide or skate? Beautiful. Can it spin? Now, as this music is coming to an end, I want you to add your last few strokes or lines across your space. Can they bound? Can they leap? Can they run? Can they soar? And now I want you to just stand still for a moment and see if you can actually visualize what you just drew with your dancing. Can you see all the invisible lines and shapes and curves you created? I bet it looks amazing. Now let's try this one more time, But if you used your arm as your paintbrush for the last one, I want you to use your foot or your leg or maybe the crown of your head for this piece of music. Go ahead and choose another color for your artwork. Now, when you hear the music, you can start dancing. Now, this music is different. Can you match the quiet of this music and the rhythm and the beat with your drawing of your lines? Maybe it's just a dot or a dab. Maybe your paintbrush bounces. Maybe it jumps. Maybe it bends down low or rocks side to side. Does your paintbrush drag across the floor or sweep high? What marks does your paintbrush leave if you run across the floor or if you jump like hopscotch across the floor? Maybe you leap from one foot to the other. Maybe you gallop. Maybe you sit down and you try and spin on the floor. What does that change for your drawing? Remember, there is no right or wrong way to dance draw, but let the music guide you and use that idea of creating lines and shapes in the air as you dance. Can you kick your paintbrush? Now, as this music starts to end, think of any part of your space that hasn't been used, that you haven't drawn shapes or lines or curves or dots or dashes on, and try and fill that space one more time. Excellent. Get that last little bit of drawing in. Now that the music's quieter, maybe that last little movement is a little bit softer. And go ahead and stop. And once again, look at your canvas, look at your space, and see if you can imagine the lines in your space that you drew while you danced. I bet it looks amazing. Well, how did that feel, dance drawing music? A little strange, or did you really like it? I loved how you used your entire space today and also worked on matching your movements to the music. Remember, this can be a fun way to dance to any music. All you have to do is pick a song and pick a body part for your paintbrush. Paint with your elbow or your knee, or maybe your pointer finger, or even your back. Well, that's it for today, but before we go, let's take 3 relaxing breaths to finish. Go ahead and breathe in, and breathe out, and inhale, and exhale, and one more time, breathe in, and breathe out. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music by Craig Austin with theme song by Sander Kalmashir. For the latest Listen Thinkleap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's activity, consider becoming a subscriber at listenthinkleap.com. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids.